Hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
Yeah. It's the dating game show that most people would swipe left on if they had the chance. But you're listening, so we're going to consider that a right swipe.
I'm only listening in my left ear, though, Jeff.
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to figure out whose dating life is the most tragic.
Yeah.
We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, forget flowers. His secret to seduction is to give a woman a giant bouquet of cheese curds.
Oh, wow.
Meet Cheddar Trevor.
Bro.
I'm actually here for that.
Yeah.
Hey, hey.
All right.
Never been more excited to share these terrible stories.
All right. And in the other corner, to attract the ladies, he smears a drop of frosting from a cinnamon roll onto his neck and lets the aroma do the work.
Oh,
meet Cinnabon Sean.
Hey, guys.
Sean.
Yes. Uh-oh.
You and Trevor are both doing it right.
Two Cuisinart Casanovas on for this edition.
Smart.
Let's hear how the game works. One contestant's going to start by telling one of their worst dating stories. The other's going to try and counter with a nightmare story of their own, and we'll go back and forth for three rounds. And afterwards, we will declare a winner. All right. Are our contestants ready?
Hell yeah. Let's do it. Yep. Let's go.
Okay. Cheddar Trevor, why don't you kick us off?
So one time I went out with a girl from Tinder.
Uh-huh.
We went to a really nice steakhouse. And when we got there, she said that she knew the owner. Uh-huh. And so she was heavily hinting like, yeah, let's go all out because we'll get some free food or they'll cut off the meal. I don't know. She never specifically said.
That's awesome, though. Jackpot.
Oh, yeah. So we like totally balled out. We racked up this huge bill. And then around dessert, I go to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And I come back and she's gone.
What?
I sit there for like a half hour. She never comes back.
No.
I asked the servers. They were like, we have no idea who that person was. And they left me a $500 bill.
Oh, my God. That's so embarrassing.
$500?
Oh, my God. And you know the servers are still talking about that one guy.
Oh,
you know?
No.
They know me now. That's for sure.
There you
go. Yeah, you're famous there.
That's Let's go over to Sean. Can you counter?
One time I showed up to this girl's house thinking it was a date. And it turns out she was throwing a party.
Oh, okay.
And there were actually a ton of guys there. Like, none actually knew her, though.
Wait, what?
Hmm?
So what was happening? I don't get it.
So all of us were from Tinder.
What?
And she wanted to have a full birthday party for herself. So, like, she invited us all over.
What?
Genius.
It's like she set up her own bachelor.
Yeah. This only worked for girls, too. If a guy did this, no one would show up.
Let's continue on to the second round. Trevor, we're back to you.
This is another restaurant story. Maybe I got to stop going to restaurants. But when we got there, she specifically said that she wanted to sit by the window. I didn't think anything of it at first.
Okay.
But mm-hmm. The hostess says it'll be like 45 minutes, but there's like plenty of other tables. But she is just like not budging on it. She's like, we have to sit by the window.
It's a coveted seat.
It's annoying.
Being a server for a while, people will wait an extra hour just to get that window.
Apparently this woman is one of them.
My salmon doesn't taste good unless it comes with a view.
Yeah. So did you guys wait? You waited the 45 minutes?
We waited. She wouldn't even go to the bar to have a drink. So we just like waited there in silence. And then eventually she reveals that she's wearing an ankle monitor. And she says that the range on the ankle monitor ends at the window of the restaurant.
Oh.
No. Are you kidding? Oh. Did not see that.
She's like,
coming.
I can't go to the bar. This thing will go on.
Yeah. All right. Cinnabon Sean. Can you beat that?
So I went on a date with a girl to a local hibachi place.
Mm-hmm.
Love those places.
And you know, like, the chef did that little trick with he made the heart out of the rice.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They make it beat.
Right.
Yeah.
And I thought he was doing it for the whole table, but, like, I saw my date looking at him, like, right in his eyes, and, like, she winked.
What?
So after dinner, she asked me if I believed in love at first sight.
Oh, no.
And I told her, like, yeah, why not? And she said that she needed to find the chef.
Oh! Did you wingman for her?
Wow.
You should have said no.
Your worst date ever, but her best date ever.
That's
true.
Okay.
Got two lovers.
I hope they're still together.
Yeah.
All right, we're on to our third and final round. Traditionally, these are the best stories that are saved for last. So,
yeah.
Trevor, got to bring it.
All right. Well, this girl from Tinder, she was very direct. Like,
I just want to hook up. So I was like, nice. Awesome.
Okay.
Cool.
And she came over to my place, and in the middle of getting hot and heavy, she pulls out like this little flashlight from her purse.
Huh?
And a flashlight?
Yeah. She says she wants to put a spotlight on it when it comes out.
What? Yeah. Like, welcome to the greatest show on earth. I shall spotlight you.
Draw the curtain back.
I mean,
wow, this is awesome.
Did you let her do that?
Gave me a little stage fright, you know?
Oh, buddy. We've all experienced that before.
Yeah. All right. This is it. Last chance, Sean.
Amazing.
Can you beat that story? Take it home.
Okay, so one day after dinner, my Tinder date invited me over to her house, and she was the one driving. So while we were headed to her house, she pulled over and told me to get into the trunk of the car.
What?
Well, you know, it sounded kind of kinky. Like, she never, like, really specified, like, why she wanted me to get in the trunk. But
yeah, you're like, okay,
men will do anything if there's a promise of a hookup at the end
of
it.
We're still going to your house, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, kidnap me. You're going to tie myself up.
It got weirder.
Okay.
When we got to her house, finally, she wanted to put a garbage bag over me and for me to play dead.
No. At what point do you say no?
I want you to take this shovel and dig a shallow grave.
Okay, now here's a knife.
Yeah.
I was like, what kind of freaky stuff are you into?
Yeah.
And she basically told me that she lives with her parents and she needed to sneak me in.
That is such a better explanation than you could have gotten.
Yeah. Yeah, is that the only way?
That final bell means the match is over.
Yeah.
Alexis, who's your choice?
I'm going Trevor because of the stage fright he got with the flashlight.
Oh, you're giving it to him because of stage fright?
Poor guy.
Brooke, Shoot. Who do you got?
I got Sean for the trunk incident. I can't imagine.
All right, we're tied
1-1. Fault, kind of, but geez.
Jose, who wins tonight?
Easy choice. Cheddar Trevor in the spotlight, baby.
Yeah.
All right, congratulations. Cheddar Trevor, you are the Duke of Dating Despair. You have one of the saddest dating lives in modern history.
Oh, man, I've never been more excited to have such terrible dates.
Text in to 78592 if you have a horrible dating story, a series of horrible dating stories that you want to share. Maybe you could be the next contestant on Battle of the Tinder Dates. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.